Being joined by APGC girls wrestler Grace Storahan. Fantastic season so far. A win tonight and then a win by forfeit. You got a pin here against Sumner Fred. But another big reason we're talking to you is you recorded your 100th career victory here earlier this week. To be able to reach that milestone here at the high school level, I know overall you have way more, but when it comes to, you know, kind of solidifying your mark on this program and being the first 100 wins, what does that mean to you?
It always, to me, really means, like, I'm the first, but I won't be the last. I was their first girl to qualify for state, and then later that night, two more girls joined me. I'm the first to hit 100 wins. I hope in the next few seasons we'll have even more people reach that level. So it really just, like, means creating a legacy that other people will follow someday.
You bet. So your team this season, you're competing in dual meets like for the first time as an APGC program and having a spectacular season, especially really picking up the pace here this week. How would you describe just the team culture and how you guys have been able to really take a step here this year, being able to do something that you guys have not done as a program yet?
Yeah, our team is definitely small and mighty, but I think it's really fantastic when you see us beating schools that have just an entirely different population. That's like we beat Waterloo West and East combined. You know, like, we are a small school, we're 1A, you know, but we just keep dominating, and these schools have way bigger populations, but we outwork them a lot of the time, and that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. So again, a great dual season for you guys. 3-0 earlier this week in the home quad. You went 2-2 at Osage. How about going back to that Monday night at Osage? You guys lost a couple of duels there. What were some of the biggest learning points, you think, back on Monday night for the team?
Yeah, I think it always is just, like, refocusing. Like, hey, we dueled Osage first. I mean, they're one of the top ranked in the state. It wasn't a complete shock that we had lost, but it was like, okay, how are we going to turn this around? Now we're going to go beat these other teams. So I think that's really important, is just staying focused on the goal and not what's happening in the short term, because there's not dual state. Winning duels is fun. It's great for our team. But in the end, it's the individual part of it that matters, just being able to turn it around, keeping the right mindset, because there's only individual state.
So, Junior here this season, again, you had mentioned you've got a lot of experience under your belt, and I have to imagine a big aspect of your role on this team is kind of bringing along some of those younger wrestlers, right? How's that been going along for you as far as taking a kind of a step up in that leadership role?
Yeah, I'm not the person. I don't like to lead by, like, voice. I'm never the one to, like, tell somebody they need to do something usually. I'm the person, I just want to lead by example and doing the right thing. Like, hey, I'm going to get up super early, go to weightlifting, and I want you there too. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to force you. But, like, I just want to set the right example. Like, hey, you see me winning? Okay, we'll see how much I'm practicing.
So you're 39-1 here on the season. Man, just one loss on the year. Super impressive here this deep into the season. How would you describe your year as a whole and how you've been able to be just so dominant throughout the season, just taking care of business, earning a ton of pins here this year as well?
Yeah, I think it's just confidence, having fun, and learning. I mean, I learn something new every day. Today, I didn't think I was going to have any matches. I wasn't wearing my shoulder brace. I didn't braid my hair. I didn't get warmed up really at all. And then they end up bumping the number 6 girl in the state to wrestle me. So that I went out there just completely not ready. And, you know, that's a learning point. I mean, I'm going to keep learning. Next time, I'm going to be ready to actually wrestle. So I think it's just going to be keeping important to just keep learning. Like, I don't ever stop. Like, I could be done right now. I could say, hey, I've won this many matches. I have a good shot at winning state. Okay, I'm just going to relax now. No, now I keep getting better, so I'm going to keep working harder. I'm going to keep going to extra club practices. I'm going to keep working harder in the weight room because it doesn't stop now. Like, the more I win, the more I want to work harder.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the club scene, Benning was talking about it up here a little bit as well, but what's that looking like for you right now, like between the balancing the high school team and clubs and things like that? I think I saw on your track wrestling page you were at, like, Indiana or something not too long ago.
Yeah, I was actually, like, the national runner-up in Indiana. I double bracketed 2 weight classes there. I was national runner-up in both. And that was 2 days before a cross-country meet. Mm. Like, I'm always doing both. And, people, ask me, how do you do it? Well, I've been doing it. I've been doing it for 2 years. I never stop. And people are like, you're not sore? Well, no, I'm not sore because I always do it. I'm consistent. I always work hard. And that's why it's not hard for me anymore.
All right, so you're going to Elkader tomorrow. Before I ask about what you're going to face tomorrow, I know you probably have a pretty good outlook for tomorrow individually, but when it comes to just this grueling kind of week, you got 4 meets this week. What kind of mental resilience does that take from a maybe a personal standpoint and a team standpoint as well? Because, I mean, it's you're putting on a lot of miles here in a lot of matches.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to keep it positive, keep having fun. We had to find a balance between school and sports and home, and a week like this really challenges that. But it's just, you got to keep having fun no matter what. We got to keep that positive mindset, because if you start grueling, like, hey, oh, we have four meets this week, is this hard? Then you start losing and you stop caring. And that's not what I want to be. I want to keep having fun. I want to keep winning.
All right. And when it comes to, you know, achieving your goals here for this season, getting back down to Coralville and things like that, what are the biggest steps you're looking to put in between now and then to, you know, make sure you're, you know, full speed ahead 100% once you get down to Coralville?
Just keep doing the same things. Winning comes after being consistent, doing the right things. It doesn't come from doing the right thing one day or making, like, one big improvement. It's just working little by little on the same things over and over again. I think that's, like, what a lot of our program is at APGC is, hey, we don't do flashy moves, but we do the same moves over and over again till we get them right. And I think that's just what we need to do, is just keep focusing on the little details and just fixing things up before regionals and state.
All right, that's APGC's Grace Story, hon. Thank you so much for the time, and I'm sure we'll catch you down the road here this year.
Hope to see you soon.